It's been a huge year. Let's face it, a big 2 years, in fact. And if you're feeling tired, a little weary, and ready for a well-deserved break, you, my friend, are not alone. But if the thought of taking time off and away from your business makes you break out in stress hives, you're not alone there either. How do you keep things running and yet still get to enjoy the holiday break? And if you're based here in Australia and New Zealand, that is also coinciding with the summer holidays as well. Today, you're in for a treat because I'm going to be sharing with you how I plan for my holidays. I've used this method for years now, and in true Christie style, it's simple and undeniably effective, and so I know you're going to want to use it too. You're listening to the Run Your Business Like a Boss podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Christy Robinson, your host. I'm here to advocate for you, the business owner, who's knee-deep in the messy middle. If you're tired of feeling stretched, overworked, and overwhelmed, you're in the right place. My goal is to help you streamline, systemize, and create a strategy that enables you to step from stressed-out worker to the boss of your business. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, boss, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Gosh, we really are most definitely in the slipstream to holidays now, which is wonderful, albeit a tad stressful. December can be a little bit of a tricky month, as we often forget there's only really 2.5 workable weeks in the month. And if you're listening to this episode on the day that it drops, then realistically, there's like half a week or a week at most. This episode is not about helping you get ready for holidays, because I'm sure you've already got that piece under control now. Instead, this is the method that I use throughout the holiday season, throughout the holiday period, so that you get to have both an adequate break and also maintain momentum in your business. And that's two pretty big fundamental things. What I've discovered over the past few years, some business owners grossly underestimate the rest that they need and the amount of time that they need to take off over this period. And what ends up happening is when that's underestimated, you return to your desk and you're not quite ready. Which is why I know this method is actually really helpful for you, because it's not about just having time off the tools with your out of office on. It's about managing to take a break in and around the remainder of December and well into January, so that you feel rested from the year and ready to tackle the year ahead. If you've been following me over on Instagram for some time now, and if you're not, Christy_Robinson_consulting, shameless plug there. But if you've been following me over on Instagram for a while now, this may not entirely be new to you. I've shared this method over the past two Decembers, in fact. It's an old faithful of mine, as I mentioned earlier. However, I'm sure, like anything, there's always plenty that you can pull out of this conversation, even if you've heard me talking about it before, because it's so applicable to where you're at today. And you know what? A little timely refresher never hurt anybody. One thing I wanted to share before we get into the method itself is the importance of having an adequate break. It is unsustainable to be working at a high level all year round without taking time for yourself. And the awesome thing about taking a break at this time of the year is that lots of other people are too, including more than likely your clients, which means the impact of you stepping out of your business is perhaps much less than what it would be at other times of the year. So you really want to optimize and maximize that time for yourself, which is the exact reason why I'm having this conversation. With all of that said, I know you're probably chomping at the bit and you want to get into it. Am I right? So how this method works is I divide my time into three categories: no time, slow time, go time. I'll first begin by defining the categories or the bundles of time, and then I'll share with you the process for how to actually execute the method. And just remember, this is super simple, so much so that you may even find yourself saying, well, that's pretty obvious. So the first one is, of course, no time. Now, I want you to remember, before you started your business, more than likely you had a job that you used to go to, and you used to take holidays. Remember what that was like to completely switch off from work? Well, this is what no time is. This time is completely zoned for out of office. So that means no work, no socials, no emails, nada. This time is where you are taking a proper break. It's as much of a mental release as it is a physical release. You're 100% switched off. And trust me, if you allow yourself a period of time to go offline, to recharge and to take a real and meaningful break, you'll come back to your desk happier, healthier, and better than ever. Meaning that this short time away from your business will allow you to going even bigger into this new year. Moving on now to slow time. So this time is for slow work. You know, the type of work that's done by the pool or in the afternoon with a cool drink or in the morning before you head out to the day at the beach. Obviously, talking to my Australian and New Zealand friends at the moment, but you know, before you're out doing things with your family and your friends and things like that. Tasks that sit into this category are things like replying to emails, admin, coursework, e-learning, content creation, updating your CRM, researching new systems, writing a blog or two, checking the links on your website. Maybe it's your tax and your accounts and things like that. Basically, it's essentially operational side of your business. And January is a really great time for getting the things done that you never seem to find time to do throughout the year. So a little bit of that catch-up work as well. And the last category is go time. This is the time in your calendar that you're actively working in your business. So the types of things that go into this category are things like client work, client meetings, following up on leads, networking opportunities, going live on Instagram, strategy and planning, recording a podcast episode, onboarding clients, ideal client outreach, and things like that. So really actively meaty work that you're working inside your business that really requires dedicated focus. So it's a time that you would generally not necessarily have the children if you have kids. It's the sort of thing that you generally have them not in the house for. It would be as if you were really working in your business at a normal time. Let's look at how we actually put it all together. How do we actually make this work logistically inside your calendar? And what is the process that I use? So the first piece is to make a decision when you're going to be back to business as usual, BAU. For me, and I'm not saying that my way is the right way or that you need to do it this way, but for me, I'm not fully back 100% into BAU until the end of January. So I have two school-aged children. Willow is fast approaching 11 and Zeke is 8. And I want to be able to enjoy the summer holidays with them because let's face it, they're growing up really quickly and there will come a time, I'm sure in the not too distant future, that they're going to want to do their own thing on the holidays. But whilst they're wanting and needing me, I want to ensure that I am having an extended break that really encapsulates the school holidays. So that's not to say that I'm going to take the full entire 6 weeks off from my business. That's just not feasible at this point in time. I do have client commitments. I do have other things that I need to get done over this period, but I don't want to be working 5 days a week, 20 to 25 hours a week over this period. So the first thing is as I said, to one, make the decision of when you're going to be back to full time. This is like regular hours. The second thing is to make a list of all the things that you want to do and achieve over the holiday period. So this will include things like your client commitments and client work that you need to get done. But it also may be, as I said, listing out all the things that you want to catch up on, e-learning strategy, you know, cleaning up your processes and things like that. So you want to make a full and comprehensive list of the things that you need and want to get done whilst you are taking this extended holiday. And then the third piece is to map out the calendar ahead. So the first bit that I do is to lock out my no time. So this is when I'm completely offline. And so for me, this is between Christmas and the first week of January. That time is where I'm really taking a break and I'm going to be spending time with my family. There'll be days here and there littered throughout the rest of January as well. And so I put them into the calendar first. Then I jump ahead to go time because this is my client commitments. So I pop in the calendar when I'm going to be doing my coaching calls? When am I doing any podcast recording? Now, I've done a lot of batching to prepare, but obviously I need to have those upcoming episodes well into February to come down the pipeline as well. So putting in all of the pieces of the go time that I need to allocate, and then really the slow time is integrated in around whatever's happening throughout the holiday period. So whatever my kids are doing, I'll just jump into the office early in the morning or in the afternoon or while they're watching a movie and things like that. But the key here is that because I've already got the list of all the things that I want to get done, I always have that ability to know what I need to achieve throughout this period. So I'm not just sitting there procrastinating and spinning my wheels and so forth. So as I mentioned, this is a very, very simple method, but it is incredibly effective. And so if you are wanting to take a bit more of an extended break, but you can't afford it to take the full 6 weeks out of your business, this is a really great way to integrate holidays into your business so that you do get that beautiful break as much as being able to continue momentum, as I said in the beginning. And so on that note, I would love you to cast a thought into the new year and how much you're looking to achieve in this fresh year and how much stamina you're going to need to be able to achieve those goals. And the truth is that in order for you to achieve those goals and in order for you to really be actively working towards that, you're going to need the stamina, you're going to need the fuel. And that is exactly why this method is so important, because it's going to really allow you, as I said, to have that substantial break. I hope you've enjoyed this method. I'd love to hear your takeouts. Please jump over to Instagram stories, take a photo of where you're listening to this along with your insights, or feel free to shoot me across a DM. Now, before we wrap up, of course, I want to do another listener shout out. This one comes from across the pond in New Zealand from Rich Pateman at October Blue Limited. Simply the best, he says, and he gave it 5 stars. 100% the best discovery I made this year. Finding the podcast series Run Your Business Like a Boss was like finding a precious gem. As a small business owner, navigating my way through areas which aren't my zone of genius and dealing with emotions like fear of failure, I have felt Christy has been speaking directly to me through her podcast, covering topics that resonate hugely with me. Christy's topics covered and length of episodes hit the mark every time, and I look forward each week to the next podcast release. I'm hugely grateful to Christy for engaging with me too in her DMs when I reached out to thank her for her podcasts. So much change and positivity has happened to my business and myself since discovering this series, and I wish that for you too, which is why I'm sharing the podcast love. Thank you so much, Christy. Rich, thank you. Thank you for that heartfelt and genuine review. I actually had to cut it down a little bit to make it just a little bit shorter, but I'm really, really glad that I also got to discover you on Instagram, and I love the insights that you share with me out of each and every episode. So if you'd like to connect with Rich, he and his wife, Nikki, run October Blue Limited, and they are a boutique accounting firm managing both your books and your accounts. They are passionate about working with and supporting small business owners just like you, so that you can focus on your zone of genius. If you want to check them out, go and have a look at their website, octoberblue.co.nz, and the Instagram handle is October Blue Limited. I'll tag all of the links down in the show notes as well. Rich is a kind and genuine person, so please be sure to shoot him a DM and tell him I said hi. And to you, boss, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode on the Run Your Business Like a Boss podcast. And I look forward to chatting with you next week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review. And if you're not already doing so, connect with me over on Instagram. My handle is ChristyRobinson_consulting. And listen up, if you're keen to learn more about how I can support you to run your business like a boss, check out the website ChristyRobinson.com.au. Thanks again, and I look forward to chatting with you next time.